Hi, K-Fox.
Hi, Chris. How you doing? This is Carlos Santana.
Carlos, how are you, man?
I'm happy. How about yourself?
Really good. It's good to hear from you. You've got your first Santana show coming up at the new Chase Center in San Francisco on November 12th, but it will not be your first performance there.
No, I was invited by my brother and friend Eric Clapton. I jammed with him, and then we're going to do the national anthem tomorrow as an opening with our beloved Warriors, my wife Cindy and I. And so when we come back and play at the Chase, it'll be my third time.
Wow. So what do you think of the Warriors this year? It's a completely different team.
Yeah, I guess the best thing that we can say about our beloved Warriors is work in progress.
I guess so. Well, that's great. Now, when you play with your wife, Cindy, when you play the national anthem, it's always interesting because when you have a drum beat going, then you can't really play rubato. You can't speed up and slow down. So it does lock you in to playing on a pace, but then I've seen you do it with Cindy, and she changes it up sometimes. Every year it's different.
Exactly. That's the main thing. Make it different, yet, what's the word? Familiar. Very familiar. The thing that Cindy and I bring is a frequency, energy that immediately becomes unity and harmony, like Woodstock. Anything about Santana, like the Grateful Dead or Bob Marley, is about unity and harmony, everyone celebrating together as one, and we don't apologize for that. I think that if you don't play the national anthem correctly, it becomes nationalistic, and it becomes one-sided. But when you play it the way we play it, it's all-inclusive, and then we all celebrate together. You know, like we're supposed to be, United States, not fragmented fear.
My guest is Carlos Santana. I got a lot of listeners calling in to ask you a question, so I want to bring in RJ from San Jose. RJ's a musician. RJ, say hi to Carlos Santana.
Hey, Carlos.
Hi, RJ.
RJ. How's it going?
Going great. How you doing?
So, I'm doing well. I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you for asking. So, you know, as a young and upcoming musician myself, a guitar player who's always admired your sound and everything, what kind of advice do you have for young and upcoming musicians, people who revere your sound, who are just blown away and fascinated with your tone and your playability and everything?
Oh, well, thank you. I would just invite you to believe and achieve. Believe and achieve. Believe that there's a lot of form, no name entities around you all the time orchestrating for you to have a big door to walk into with possibilities, opportunities. There is no luck, chance, or fortune. It's just God's grace. So allow God's grace to create a stage for you to walk into, and then you can be relevant for the four corners of the world, bringing the music that people need from you. You know, I mean, it's really important when people say, I got to have so-and-so's music daily in my life. When people say that about your music, it means that you have arrived at knowing that you are significant and meaningful.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, RJ, let me, because RJ's a guitar player, Carlos, and he told me when he was 15, 16 years old, he saved up all his money to buy your gear, a Paul Reed Smith guitar, the high-end Boogie amp. What's your reaction to guitar players who buy that gear and spend all that money to get your sound?
Well, you know, your sound is your signature, your identity, your identification, your authenticity. Your sound can only come from your heart. It doesn't come, you know, with all respect to Paul Reed and the amplifiers. Your sound, first of all, it comes from your heart, you know? So spend more time with your heart, you know? It's just take a deep breath and find out how can you feel what you feel. Slow it down. And then when you play with any amplifier, Fender or Marshall or Dumble or whatever, you're going to sound like you. I sound like me no matter what guitar or what amplifier I play, you know? So if you want to crystallize your own individuality, your own sound, you have to learn how to feel your heart.
Wow.
There you go, RJ. What's your response to Carlos?
What you're saying, it really touches me. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You know, we invite you to come, and everyone listening to the Santana concert here at Chase Stadium. And one thing you're going to, like Maya Angelou said, the only thing you're going to remember is how you make people feel. We're going to make you feel that you have in you the miraculous gift to transform darkness into delight. With everything that's happening in this nation and in the world with mental illness and suicide and everything, if you have mental illness, come to a Santana concert. When you leave the concert, you won't have mental illness. You will have joy's heart delight. And you will find a purpose, a meaning and a purpose to your life in such a way that it gives you hope and courage and clarity. Come to a Santana concert if you have mental illness. You will see the miraculous happen.
That's great. My guest is Carlos Santana. Thank you, RJ.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Carlos, November 12th, Santana, Chase Center. I like to conclude every interview with a message to our Spanish-speaking listeners. Maybe our Spanish-speaking listeners who are going through a tough time. What would you say to them in Spanish?
En español, abraza tu luz y borra, which means erase the illusions. Embrace your light and erase the illusions around you. Lo más importante es que creas. The most important thing is to believe en tu propia luz. Believe in your own light. God gave you and me and everybody light. He imbued you and me with heavenly powers. So turn off the TV and turn on your light. Peace.
Thank you. Carlos Santana is my guest. Santana at the Chase Center, November 12th. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.